Yes, we considered using a manufacturer's serial number many, many times. And there were just so many problems with using it. Firstly, unlike an aircraft, you need to identify the manufacturer as well as just the number. The manufacturer's name can change. Companies get taken over, as you well know. In addition, some serial numbers are visible and some are not. Some are alphanumeric, some are numeric, some could be in Chinese script, some could be in Russian script, such that it will be difficult for the registry to accommodate the text being put in. And so it goes on. Manufacturers may well be recycling numbers. There may be different manufacturers using the same numbers, et cetera. So we've always looked at the manufacturer serial number as our first option and have always dismissed it because it's just too complicated and there's just too many possibilities of error. So that's why I think if the manufacturer's serial number is visible on the side of the vehicle, then that well could qualify as being a number that's being used for the even if it's not the allocated number for admissibility to the system. But I think that's the criteria rather than saying use a manufacturer's serial number where, as I say, it may be buried somewhere on the chassis and you just can't find it.